This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. In the next hour, I will explain something to you that just occurred to me, but that's okay. We will proceed for right now in the first hour. And in the first hour, since Monday, I like to kick off the week with podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's great to hear you.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Not a doubt in my mind.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you know, why does this happen to us? I would love to come on and you and I go, gosh, Bill, I can't think of anything to talk about. Instead, well, there's Jacksonville. We could always talk about that.
Sure.
I wrote an article making fun of the media. Well, it's not making fun if it weren't so painful. Turns out a number of psychological associations and criminologists came out and said right up front, our mass murderers are killing our kids because they want publicity.
Right.
You and I suspected this when you and I stated it's an opinion.
Yep.
When 100-plus criminologists say it, you go, whoa, okay, that's an expert opinion, and it's different than ours. Hmm. Where should we – for those two, flip a coin, partner.
Well, one thing I will say, and I'm waiting to see this happen because, you know, after Annapolis, when that
right.
guy went in there and shot up Annapolis, and that was over a slight that he had back with the newspaper back in 2011, I'm waiting to see if some of these guys figure out the whole publicity in a strike against media thing.
Do you recall, I think it was a reporter who'd been let go.
Yeah.
In New Jersey, and he came in and shot two of his colleagues while they were on air. I think that was just a workplace violence for is probably the best term. It was not done for publicity. But this, nor was Jacksonville really. Jacksonville was just stupid stacked on stupid.
Jacksonville was a kid who nobody had ever told no. Jacksonville was a kid who's grown up in a time where you get a trophy for participating, but when you actually compete, and I've read that he has competed before, and I find it hard to believe he's won every one of them until this past weekend. So,
wasn't that interesting that it was normally thought that athletic competitions were an antidote to mass murder for these very particular reasons? You were expected to demonstrate good sportsmanship even if you lost.
Yes.
Play after play, win, lose, or draw, you got up, you helped your teammates up, you helped the other teammates up. You didn't have to, you know, like all of them, but you did it. And if someone was hurt, your team or theirs, you were expected to stop and lend aid.
Yes.
So your behavior... No matter, this could be in the middle of a boxing match. You were expected to have limits on your behavior. And here, an adult lost and had a tantrum, killed his opponents and himself.
Hmm. Yeah. In a gun-free zone. And he came from Maryland.
Baltimore, in fact.
Yes. And so I'm waiting to Durbin. Durbin's already been out there. He's already been politicizing it. And, you know, this is all due to the NRA, according to Durbin. He did that, of course, prior to knowing anything about this shooting, which I would say that this guy probably did not have a splotch on his record. And we may find some stuff out about him later on. He was a kid, you know, basically.
Right.
They've sent the SWAT, the HRT team from the FBI in on his house after he's killed himself already, which I find that a little impotent of them to go that way. But maybe they're thinking along the lines of the Aurora Holmes, the Aurora shooter who booby-trapped his apartment.
I think it was his folks' home, and they were still living there. So
yeah.
This was a kid, you know, living in the basement.
Sure.
But let's look at Florida in a broader context. I so want someone to put up a GoFundMe program and buy Florida a clue. So an attacker breaks all of our gun roll laws and kills people attending a video game competition and Florida politicians. And the reason nobody jumped down Durbin's throat when he said something stupid is reporters won't ask the obvious follow-up questions. But everybody keeps saying that we would be safer if more of us were disarmed. Stop it. The stupid is getting us killed. It got us killed in a gay nightclub with 300 people inside. Background checks failed then. Tips to the FBI failed then. Off-duty policemen in uniform as security failed. And the proposed solution was magazine capacity checks, which wouldn't have saved a soul.
Nope. Well, you know. The reams of evidence about that, like looking back at Elliot Rogers, who bought 4110 round magazines.
Right.
And three guns. He was buying them in California.
And so it took him, what, at least 3 months to get them, right?
Well, I mean, do you have to wait for 10 days after you buy them? So you got to wait for 10 days for that. Then do you have to wait an additional 30 days before you can buy another one?
Yes.
So there's 40 days, and then you got to take a safety course every time you get ready to go buy another one, right? So
no, just one.
Just one. So he had 40, 80, 120 days he was willing to wait to buy the three guns that he used. And he was not a classical definition of what I would call a rampage killer because he used blades and guns and cars.
I think he actually beat his roommates unconscious.
Yeah.
But if you'll notice, like him and the murderer in Colorado that attacked people in a high school library, they were in therapy. And if you look at their diary, they said, of course I lied through my teeth. So
yeah.
in that sense, they're like modern spies. Part of the thrill of being a sociopath, psychopath, is that they get to be smarter than everybody else.
In Maryland, do they have magazine caps?
Yes.
So he had 10 round magazines.
And you can't get a carry permit. So I would be wildly surprised if he had one coming from Baltimore. There's no reciprocity. I don't think he had a Florida permit.
Maryland is the state that I know pulled over the Philippides family because they looked at his tag, cross-referenced, saw that he had a permit, and dumped everything out of the car for 6 hours looking for that gun. And then when they didn't find the gun after he told them, I don't have the gun, they left him on the side of the road because they're looking for somebody driving a car with a gun because it's Maryland, by gosh, and that's not
right.
We don't have that in Maryland.
And what bothers me so much is the Virginia legislature proposed a bill to refuse to make accessible their firearms owner records to Maryland because Maryland was doing this to Virginia citizens.
Sure.
And the governor of Virginia vetoed it.
Well, that was when it was McAuliffe, right?
Right. And yet we can't get gun owners out to vote. We'll have to take it up after the break.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And in the meantime, while you're thinking about this, you can go to various places where they have podcasts and look for one called Self-Defense Gun Stories. Only one like it. Then look for another one called The Polite Society Podcast. That's the only one like it. And there you will find Mr. Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Chief Underwear. Chief is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Chief Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Chief Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Chiefunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse as we kick the week off and all this other stuff and do the things that we do.
Well, Bill, what makes this story, this most recent example, so painful is that we've seen its like over and over. Think of it. The Tampa Airport, the Pulse nightclub shooting, the Parkland school, and now this in Jacksonville. Every one of those are gun-free zone. And the solution looks more like the problem And then they're surprised. You know, at this point, you have to call, you say, what do they say? Once is an accident, twice is a coincidence, and three times is enemy action. It's clear the politicians don't want this solved. They want it to continue so that they can continue to infringe on our rights.
Yes, yes. And let's call this what it is, too. I mean, because this is them looking at you. And when I say them, I'm talking about any sort of anti-gun politician out there, Republican or Democrat. I make no distinction between the two of them. They look at the public at large, and if some of us have got to die in order for them to get that one thing that pushes us over the abyss, to where we say, oh, yes, yes, finally, just give us the gun control, save us, then they're more than willing to let as many of us die as possible, all the while not actually attacking certain things like, you know, psychotropic drugs and, you know, the Obama program that was mainly a statistics enhancer for schools to keep problem students out of jail.
Right.
I mean,
particularly in Broward County, right?
Particularly in Broward. Broward County was the biggest. Everybody knew that kid was coming.
Yeah.
All it would have taken was what? How many times did I go see him? 30 times? 40 times? I don't know.
Yeah, it was high 30s, low 40s. Yeah, a lot.
FBI was calling people that, you know, guy saw something on a Facebook post and he let the FBI know. FBI contacted him. FBI knew. All it would have taken was one incident where they would have recommended committing him. One.
Right.
Out of all those times they went and saw this guy. And then on top of that, we got the cop that's standing outside saying, well, you know, it sounded like the shots were coming from the outside. But, you know, if his story about, I was trying to secure the perimeter. You don't secure the perimeter by looking at the building.
Right.
And, you know, he knew where the shots were coming from. He knew where the shots were coming from. So that one is, if for all of you that are anti-gun, when you look at the Parkland shooting, the Parkland massacre, that's gun control failure.
Yes.
All the things that they say they had to have, they had at their fingertips with this guy, and none of them exercised any of them.
They had everything they asked for, and it failed. And what burns me up is their solution would not have prevented the problem. Therefore, it happens again, and they ask for more non-solutions. It burns me up that we are not assertive enough to demand the answers that the media won't ask. How is that possibly a solution, Mr. State Senator? Because that wouldn't have solved the problem. Well, it might solve one somewhere. That's not an answer. That's an admission of failure.
Well, and, you know, with the gun control, what do they say? If it saves one life. And even the CDC says that 3 million times a year we got self-defense, you know, a self-defense gun use, defensive gun use. So we're saving 6,500 lives a day. We have that. We have that one little stat in the schematic. And then we have the other one where in these gun-free zones, this is where these guys like to go. Occasionally they'll make a mistake and go somewhere where, you know, it isn't a gun-free zone.
Yeah.
And then the people, they either get, you know, capped, you know, let's call it what it is. They either get capped or when they see that they're going to be facing somebody.
They change their plans.
They change their plans, exit stage right, and go shoot themselves in the head.
The Aurora Theater attacker went right past several theaters that were not marked as gun-free zones, and
that's
he
right.
went to one that was.
He went by eight.
Eight of them. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad I'm here with you. Good catch, Bill.
Well, that's just because
I'm a professional, Rob. Watch.
Yeah. Semi-professional. But, yeah, it was eight that I heard about. So, well, I mean,
And do you know why this latest one was called? Do you know why? That's why I'm here. Do you know why this latest attack was in a gun-free zone? What made it that?
Probably because it was in a mall. Are malls gun-free zones, or
nope.
Was it because it was in a venue and they were doing an event?
No, in the corner of this venue, there was a bar. There was an access to liquor somewhere in there. And it would be like going into a sports bar that had video games. And you're saying, oh, now in Florida, in Louisiana, I can walk right in. I don't consume. I can go armed. I don't sit at the bar, but I'm out in the open seats, not in Florida. They saved us from the risk of people drinking. How about just letting the designated drivers go armed? Lots of people don't drink and they go to bars, and we're insisting that we're safer if they're disarmed. That's insane. It failed again and again and again. And we're losing our kids. We're losing our neighbors. It's painful.
Yeah, but I think the one thing that I am beginning to see, like I know the largest growing group of new gun owners are black women.
Yes.
And that tells me that in that one little bit of people, and if, you know, if black women are seeing this and doing it, you know, the entire family is involved in it. So
yes,
this is a good sign. This is a very good sign that things are changing. The perception is changing. But I laugh a lot when I start talking about these facts and everything concerning these things, just because it is so ridiculous that we haven't done something solid about this.
I was in a bar recently because I knew I was going to drink. I left my gun at home. I'm up there, end up talking to two guys, the bartender. Of the four of us, I'm the only one who's not carrying. One is ex-law enforcement. The other's just a guy who goes, I'd rather risk the misdemeanor than being disarmed in a confrontation, so I'll just take the risk. For him, it's calculated. And the bartender goes, I don't drink when I'm on duty.
Yeah.
Here, I'm carrying.
Here, let me get you hold right there. We'll get back on that when we get back. In addition to the podcast that Rob does weekly, he also writes almost daily. And everything takes off from the Slow Facts WordPress blog. And then from there, it goes out and it gets republished in places like where he's a featured writer at Ammoland.com. Also at ClashDaily.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
It's been a long time, and this is something that's very special for our manufacturers and for our farmers from both countries, for all of the people that work for jobs. It's also great trade, and it makes it a much more fair bill.
President Trump from the White House earlier today, now the United States and Mexico have reached an agreement amid trade talks on revamping NAFTA. Police in Jacksonville, Florida are still trying to figure out why an esports participant who lost during a Madden 19 gaming tournament would open fire on the crowd and kill two people and wound nine others. Daniel Linsky is a former Boston police superintendent in chief. He says there's a lot of factors that could come into play here.
Money's involved. Don't know whether alcohol was being consumed by the participants yesterday, but all of those factors relate to a possibility of confrontation, and you need to have security measures in place to deal with these issues when they pop up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Now, I noticed, Rob, that in that on Facebook you said, what should we talk about? And somebody said Jacksonville, which we've already talked about, but also Cody. Are we talking about Cody Wyoming, Cody Wilson?
I think about? Wilson, yes.
Okay.
Which is, have you had a chance to get him on yet again?
No, Cody, I've reached out to him. I don't know what's going on with Cody. I'm sure, well, probably he gets so many phone calls that when mine right. flits across, I don't know if I'm in his phone book or anything else. I've tried a few times. I haven't really pushed it.
Well, what bothers me about this is remember how we had, it's become a joke. It was so notable.
Right.
You know, Hawaiian judge rescinds Trump deportation order. Now we have federal judge from who the hell knows where. Issues an order stopping the case law established by the State Department and Department of Commerce with Cody Wilson. And I'm mentally going, who does this judge think he is? He's going to get slapped down so hard his head's going to spin. But he's playing with government money. Cody has to go, you know, get – now – the Second Amendment Foundation will prevail in this case. They will get court costs, but it will bleed them for a time. You know, they have to come up with the $500,000 in the meantime right. to make that court case stick. And that's my money. That's your money. That's funded by our donations. Will it come back? Yeah, in 3, 4, 5 years. In the meantime, what just absolutely burns me, and it's again laughable, right out of the Matrix, right. or perhaps Serenity. You can't stop the signal.
That's right.
Millions of those files are out in the internet. Anybody can get them.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been out for a while. They've been out since the first time he put them out there, and you know, I don't know if they were putting them out there for some of these other guns and some of this other stuff. As far as the Liberator pistol, I mean, as far as I'm concerned. What young Mr. Wilson was doing was just proving a concept that gun control is futile.
Right.
Guns are going to be out there. And nobody out there, nobody that I know, I mean, are you just dying to have a Liberator pistol?
No.
the idea that we're anybody in any politician is stopping any sort of crime by blocking this. Somebody with a rudimentary knowledge of how to operate a welder can go to Home Depot and walk down a few aisles and come out with stuff to build a gun and go home and build a gun. They don't need a 3D printer. As a matter of fact, they'll spend less. They'll spend less than the materials. Getting the materials to 3D print a gun, they'll get less than that. It'll cost them less than that to get the stuff to build a gun. They'll have to put a little bit of labor into it, and then they're going to have a gun. So, and that's always been legal to do.
Yes. Isn't that, in fact, I love these guys. I think if you were going to Chicago, dig, the group that would invent junkyard guns, they would literally go, oh, here's, I think it's a 3/4 inch piece of pipe and a 1 inch, and you put the shotgun shell inside the 3/4, put a wooden dowel with a nail in it buried in the 1 inch, put a cap on the end. You can glue that in place so it doesn't rattle. And as you slam these two together, it sets off the shotgun shell. Put a stock behind it, and it is like a gun that every time you cock it, i.e. pull the fore end back, it goes off, single shot.
Right.
You know, you could hunt with that. In fact, when in Somalia, people were just desperate to defend themselves from marauding bands of thieves, guys would put that together from spare parts to defend their families because, air quotes, guns were outlawed and they got tired of getting stabbed and hacked up. Well, they would put, the guys in Chicago would put 10 of these together for $50 and pull in $500 that they then, for turn-in fees from the police, they would then use the $500 funds to send kids to an NRA summer camp.
Right.
I want to kiss those guys. I definitely owe them a drink. I hope they're at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago. I love their ingenuity to take abusive regulations and turn them on themselves.
Well, I, you know, as far as the, you know, with the Liberator, I have to think that the Liberator was set, the barrel and everything is set so far forward off of the grip is because of that propensity to
explode.
To explode. With the Liberator, I mean, with the gun you're talking about where you, you know, fire it by cocking it at the same time, that's probably not going to come apart. But this one, you might fire this one time and not be able to count to five with one hand.
That's right. Exactly. The point is only, and what's absurd, this is a gun to be used in a legal argument. He's saying guns can be built at home. There is no such thing as gun control. In fact, criminals get guns by stealing them. They pay less than you and I pay to get them over the counter. They get them for less than retail because some guy just stole it. He broke a window, grabbed some guns. Here, how much you want? The typical, you know, $300 worth of drugs that I get this month. Cool. Two pistols. They're your drugs. That's how their trade is done. That's where those guns come from.
Right.
And the pretense that you can regulate honest people to stop that is now gone due to Cody Wilson.
Yeah. And so, I mean, to that end, I would hope that Second Amendment Foundation doesn't fall on this too hard, simply because it's sort of it's already won. I mean, the argument is done. It's over. I mean, this is out there. This knowledge is out there. It's trying to block an idea, just isn't. You just can't do it.
No, but it's now devolved into political lawfare. Every pro gun city on the planet can sit there and go, well, we're going to sue you if our citizens can download this file. They're using taxpayer money to bring a lawsuit against a citizen who has to defend themselves with his own money.
Right.
They may all lose in time, And in fact, in some cases, there were some pretty severe injunctions saying, you guys don't even have standing. I wonder if that means they can't get court costs because it didn't go far enough up the legal process.
We'll see. We'll see. As far as if Cody Wilson, if his whole goal was to point out that there's no such thing as gun control, you can call it what you want, but there is no such thing as gun control.
Right.
He has succeeded. And that one is it, trying to block these plans from being out there. They were out there for another 2 or 3 days. They're on everybody, and they're going to get shared on all these sharing websites. They're just out there.
What's interesting to me is, and again, in theory, the only part of the Liberator plastic 3D printed gun that is a, quote, gun is the receiver.
Right. Yep.
All the rest of those parts should be out there. They're not a gun. They're just a piece of plastic.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see where they go with that and everything. This is futile for them to stop it or try to stop it. I mean, there's no stopping it now. It's out there, Mal. It's out there. So you know,
exactly.
It is out there. So coming up on the next break, Rob is Rob shows up here every Monday, of course, but he's also a writer and a podcaster. He has a list of ways to find out what he's thinking, what he's talking about, what he's considering. And you should go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Walking Low. And I'm talking to Rob Morse from the Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Story, Slow Facts WordPress Blog, Ammo Land, and Clash Daily. I haven't heard you talk about old Doug Giles lately. Is he still out there being as introverted as he always been?
As he always is. I haven't heard Doug. He does his columns on Clash Daily. I have a different assignment editor who selects my articles that he wants. And some of the I finally have an editor who will go through and go, you need to move the comma there. I'm all, yes, sir. You're telling an engineer how to spell. Carry on. Go forth. And punctuate no more. But Doug and I don't react that much, but he is a memorable character, and I don't think that has changed one bit.
No, I'm sure it will not ever change, as a matter of fact.
Did you get a chance? I finally found some documentation.
Okay.
Where?
Sound like Rodney Dangerfield. Okay.
Okay. Where I found some experts who finally said what we had long assumed, and that was that a lot of mass murderers are doing it for the publicity.
Yes.
Yeah. I wrote an article about that. If we go over it now, unless you have something else on your mind.
No, let's go over that. That's why I try to stay away from some of your stuff. So when we do talk about it, you know, it's sort of like coming from the horse's mouth. So please.
Well, and there I was holding stuff off to put it on the weekend. So I was sure you wouldn't have gotten to it. We're doing our Alphonse and Gaston. Mm. Well, I'm a consumer of news, just like you are. And we saw it just after Jacksonville again. If an event happens, we got these experts, in quotes, that come on and tell us the way to make us safer is for all of us to go around as disarmed victims.
Mm-hmm.
And we read that, and we're shaking our heads. But unfortunately, a lot of people are nodding their heads. Even worse, the way the media covers these events is embarrassing to you and I. It's inaccurate. It's actually dangerous. The media is complicit in getting our kids killed. I understand how easy it is to blame guns. It's easy for the media. It's easy for politicians. But we have to look at it in context to go, does it even come close to the reasonable test? You and I grew up when you could buy a gun at a gas station. You could buy it at a hardware store. Kids, even in New York City, were bringing their guns on the subway to school to shoot at school rifle teams on campus. And yet the 1960s weren't the stacking up of dead bodies that were told would happen if kids had guns. So the obvious question is, what changed? A lot of things changed. Everything from how we raise our kids, you know, the degree of religious influence, family breakdown. But here's what I think is the big thing. And we saw it earlier. We saw a miniature version of it. We called it celebrity suicide, where when some kid would find a gruesome way to kill himself and it was all the news for 3 days, then within a few weeks, we'd see these copycats. So there'd be this cluster of suicides. We figured out what was happening. It didn't take much. Just reading the paper said, I'm seeing a lot of this all of a sudden, and then it would die down. And they developed media guidelines that said, don't publish the name. Don't publish the town, the birth, the street. You know, describe it, but leave off the name and picture. Because what these kids were saying to themselves is, you didn't notice me when I was alive. But after I'm dead, I'll die in a way, I'll commit suicide in a way that you'll all know my name. Posthumous celebrity.
Yeah.
And you and I, now it's actually part of the media culture. You and I would never name them. We know better.
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, you know, when I would be upset with my parents, my thing would be, if I ran away, they'd be sorry, you know, which is sort of what you're describing here, where everybody's like, well, they'll be sorry when I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except when I was a kid, I never ran away. I thought, you know, in my mind, I'd be like, well, you know, that whole, you know, that would be the thing that I would be doing. I don't know if you did that when you were a kid, but when I was a kid, if I got upset with my parents, I'd be thinking, I'll just run away.
Which and I did that one time. I ran to my neighbors. One time I ran to my grandparents, and they would make the call, and my parents pretty much said, how would you like to keep him for a month? And they go, yeah, we'll bring him back tomorrow. But now watch what happens. So the media knows, and it's taught in journalism school. Don't mention the suicide victim by name. Don't put his picture up there unless he takes four of his classmates with him. Then we'll give him $1 billion worth of publicity. And we just sowed the seeds for the next mass murderer. You yeah. and I look at these horrible mass murders and go, oh, the poor family. Oh, the poor victims. Oh, the poor classmates, the poor community. We're emotionally attached. And the next mass murderer is going, that could be my face. That could be my name they're mentioning. This is looking better and better by the hour. And he gets trained to do it day by day for hours on end. We know better. We've taught ourselves better. Some journalism associations have said, hey, stop this. Interestingly enough, a number of foreign news organizations have learned. They've sort of been trained by the terrorists. If they had a terrorist mass murder and it received zero coverage, all the terrorists would be going, well, what the hell good was that? I mean, part of terrorism is to create a media firestorm.
Right.
And if the media said, they killed some people. We got them. We killed them. Game over. Sorry about that. Jeez, what good is that? I have to remind you of this because not everyone is our age, Bill. Thank gosh. When we were carrying guns to school, we had a single black and white TV and three channels. Color TV wasn't common. We didn't have a TV in every room. We couldn't get updates every minute on our phone. So we're saturated in media today to a degree that we weren't then as well.
Yeah. It's a never-ending thing.
Well, you and I have this battle. And I appreciate your perspective. You say, if I don't mention the guy's name, then I'm not calling him out as being the person to blame. Therefore, we can blame the only thing left to name, and that's the gun. I understand that point of view. I appreciate it. But when it comes, on the other hand, you and I don't sensationalize these murders. We haven't mentioned his name. We won't mention them over and over again. So we're sensitive to both sides of that argument.
Barry. But I mean, the thing about mentioning the name, I understand where you're coming from because that's giving them their what they were seeking.
The PR, public relations is the oxygen they need. Yes.
Right. Except they're not here to enjoy it.
They don't care. Yeah, they don't care. Right.
And on the other hand, it's used when we don't mention their names. Like, I was convinced that Colin Ferguson, back when we had the New York subway shooting, mm-hmm. I was convinced that Colin Ferguson was a Ruger P-85.
I get you.
So, I see what you're saying, and I get that, but it's not, for me, it's not so much about, you know, after Sandy Hook, with mm-hmm. all of that coverage we got on it, they did a survey. And 56% of America thought those kind of shootings happen all the time just because of that coverage.
Because of the saturation.
So knowing who Adam Lanza was didn't really matter that much. What it was the media was hammering this over. And, I mean, they were camped out. They were like, and every morning began, good morning. It was like listening to Eeyore open up the broadcast. Hello. We're here at Sandy Hook again, where everybody's still trying to pick up. And I get that. I understand that.
But you know, we have.
They never did anything to fix it. We're running out of time.
We'll have something to talk about next week, won't we?
Yes, we will. All right. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.